My name is Doug Bonnison. We're my wife and son Noah. We're from Kichai, so we're over here hanging out. We like Kichai. Call it Mayberry. Matt called me yesterday. Says, "Can you dig me out?" I said, "You need a log chain?" He goes, "No, I forgot to have somebody read on Sunday." I said, "What do you mean to read?" He goes, "You pick." I said, "Okay, Father, what do you want me? What do you want your people to hear?" And so I was praying, and I was in 1 Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and then Isaiah. I'm getting warmer. Psalms, and we land on Psalm 40. Okay. And this is from the King James. And I'm going to, the second verse, he had me do a word study this morning on about 6 words that gives some more depth and meaning to the rest of the psalm. Okay, that's what word studies do. They go deep. It's like throwing your net out and going deep in the word. So, here we go. One, I waited patiently for the Lord. I'm not busy. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. That pit is 953. It's a hole, a cistern, or a prison. The Lord wants you to know a prison can be a broken heart. A broken heart is when someone was supposed to love you but didn't. And then we go into all kinds of crazy patterns to try to heal our own broken heart. But he wants to heal our broken heart. Isaiah 61. Out of the miry clay. Mire is mud and clay is sticky or calamity. Confusion. He wants order in your life. And set my feet, that word set, that means to rise, but it means to abide. Abide in him. Set my feet upon a rock, that means to be lofty, a craggy rock, a fortress. That's a position of strength. You're the head and not the tail. And establish my goings. Now, goings is 8:38. It says going a step, it goes into 8:33. Straight, to be level, right, happy, go forward, be honest, and prosper. What you were just talking about. Okay, I'll keep reading. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Worship. And even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. You are loved. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, you knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness, thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. From innumerable evils have compressed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and to put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God.